Translation. Prabhupada is declaring his Vishnu. Para Paramahansa Pari Prajaka Chaja Ashtapara Shatashi Siman Deshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, is two verses here. So I'm reading a translation for two. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by the demigods like Brahma, and for whom they surrendered many day unto the personality of Godhead, gave up her own abode in the forest of lotus flowers and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems by being decorated with the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod and lotus flowers, which are the signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. Therefore, the beauty and opulence of the world can be enhanced by the grace of the Lord and not by any man-made planning. When Lord Sri Krishna was present on this earth, the impressions of the special signs of his lotus feet were stamped on the dust. And as a result of this specific grace, the whole earth was made as perfect as possible. In other words, the rivers, seas, the forests, the hills, and the mines, which are the supplying agents for the necessities of men and animals, were fully discharging their respective duties. Therefore, the riches of the world surpassed all the riches of all the other planets in the three planetary systems of the universe. One should therefore ask that the grace of the Lord always be present on earth, so that we may be favored with His causeless mercy and be happy, having all necessities of life. One may ask how we can attain the Supreme Lord on this earth after His mission is fulfilled and He has left this earth for His own abode. The answer is that there is no need to detain the Lord. The Lord, being omnipresent, can be present with us if we want Him at all. By His omnipresent, He can always be with us if we are attached to His devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. There is nothing in the world with which the Lord is disconnected. The only thing we must learn is to excavate the source of connection and thus be linked with Him by offenseless service. We can be connected with Him by the transcendental sound representation of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself are identical, and one who chants the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless manner can at once realize the Lord is present before him. Even by the vibration of radio sound, we can partially realize sound relativity. And by resounding the sound of transcendence, we can verily feel the presence of the Lord. In this age, when everything is polluted by the contamination of Kali, it is instructed in the scriptures and preached by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can at once be free from contamination and gradually rise to the status of transcendence and go back to Godhead. The offenseless chanter of the holy name of the Lord is as auspicious as the Lord Himself. And the movement of pure devotees all over the world can at once change the troublesome face of the world. Only by the propagation of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can we be immune from all effects of the age of Kali. ओमजान स्मिरन्दस्य जनञ्जनञ्चलाकय चक्षुरमृतञ्जीनतस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरि गौरवभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Very nice purport. In the glories of the holy name. Here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada was saying the rivers, seas, forests, and hills, and the mines, which are the supplying agents for the necessities of men and animals, were fully discharging their respective duties. In other words, everything is actually personal, or a person is behind everything. So even the seas, the mountains, the hills, the mines, they have personalities behind them who give or withhold. And that is up to the persons themselves. So when Krishna was here, everybody was in so much ecstasy, they just gave abundantly. The whole earth opened up. Everything was completely in abundance because of the good fortune of having the impressions of Krishna's lotus feet. Mother Earth was so happy that all of her, I guess they're all her children also, the mines and the rivers, they all became so happy that they just flourished like anything. In the Krishna book, the birth of Krishna, when he was a... This is... Automatically everything becomes so auspicious. The Rohini star was there. Even the constellations adjusted to please Krishna. And all the mines and the hills and the... Everything was full of opulence. Even the air, his personality. And he said it was so pleasing just to touch. The touch sensation of air was so pleasing. The whole atmosphere was really nice, and the Brahmins could do their jagannas nicely. So everything is has the personality behind it. And the personalities that they are doing, fully discharging their respective duties. So even though they know that they have a duty to perform, or supplying the earth. We also see in the who is it? The sons of Pracheta. They were meditating under the water. They came out and they saw that the trees had taken over the land. They had just gone everywhere. The trees grew everywhere, and they were angry because the trees are not supposed to be. It's supposed to be some pasturing ground, some for growing crops, some. The trees had kind of taken over. And they were really angry, and then they started to burn the tree. Then the demigods come, and the deities of the tree come. So they're all personally very sorry, they're all paying obeisances. Well, we also see in the story of Prithu Maharaj, he actually milked the earth. Here, also the same thing, the earth is appearing as mother, as in form of a cow, Mother Earth. So she appeared there, and she was also very frightened, because Prithu wanted to chastise her because she wasn't giving the products in sufficient abundance. So he chastised her like anything. He's chasing her. She was scared like anything. Finally, she appeared in the form of a cow, because he's not going to kill the cow. So she said, "What can I do?" He says that the age is so bad and people are so simple that, you know, I naturally withdraw. I pull all the opulence back. But anyway, since you're here, you're a good king. You're going to follow the instructions of Krishna. You're going to follow the Vedic principles. Then, okay, but first we have to level the earth. So Prithu Maharaj went around leveling the earth, even here in Navadvip. Okay, from Prithu Kundi, dug that Prithu Kundi during that period. Because he was the Shakyabesh Avatar, actually he knew that this was a special place. when these men were leveling the earth, they were tearing down the mountains and everything, making it flat. Then they come here, there's a big effulgence coming. They went to Prithu Maharaj and they said, there's something special about this place. So by intuition he could understand, because he was the empowered personality of Godhead. And he knew in the future that this is going to be the where Lord Chaitanya appears, right here, right next to the Prithu Kund. So he had them excavate that kund, because he knew that also Lord Chaitanya, he would go on when he started his civil disobedience movement, and he gathered lakhs and lakhs of people and they went to march against the Qazi. He knew they'll be coming there and they want fresh water, because he understood that they're going to come past this way, lakhs and lakhs of people, so they're going to be. So he excavated that kund to do some service to Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. And that water is always fresh, and to anybody who takes that water, now it's covered over, it's rice field. It's still low land, but it's rice field. Just before the Chaitanya Mark, when you go up from this way, that stretch of land just before you reach the Chaitanya Mark. The other side where Murari Gupta's house is, that area there. Later on it was excavated by Balal Sen, or his son. And then became, now it's known as Balal Digi. Digi means long pond. So, also historically it's important, Rupa Goswami wrote something, how Lord Chaitanya, he was actually born on the banks of the beautiful Dirgi. They use that as an evidence, because in other people say that actually the pastime, Lord Chaitanya appeared there and everything is like, but they have this evidence, look, here is Rupa Goswami, he was here at the same time as Lord Chaitanya, he was, and he's writing that Lord Chaitanya was born on the banks of the Dirgi, the long pond, the beautiful Dirgi. And there's no Dirgi in Navadvip, everybody knows that Palal Dirgi is here. So it's an evidence for him. Of course, if you want to try to establish, Prabhupada, I didn't bother about it. Whenever I asked him, he said, go to the, please go to the Chaitanya Mart. He said, they spent years and years establishing this and finding, they will answer all your questions about where the actual birthplace is. Probably. So, here Yudhishthira Maharaj, because he's the eternal associate of the Lord, but because he happened to be the king here at the time when Krishna was present here, and he worked in perfect accordance with the instructions of Krishna, he brought the citizens up, you know, in Krishna consciousness. He was a perfect king, the representative of God on earth. And Krishna was also present. So all the opulence manifested to its fullest extent, especially when the original Swayam Krishna was here. The full manifestation was. And it is stated that Yudhishthira, he had more opulence than was on Indraloka or Brahmaloka, or perhaps even both. I think Brahmaloka, it's stated somewhere that he has more opulence than is on Brahmaloka. Imagine that. It's a tiny little planet here, and Brahmaloka is huge. Naturally full of opulence. But at that time, Yudhishthira, he was actually more opulent than even Brahmaloka. Because by the grace of Krishna's lotus feet. So, Prabhupada says, one may ask how we can detain the Supreme Lord on this earth after his mission is fulfilled, and he has left this earth for his own abode. So here, Lord Chaitanya was here 500 years ago. How we can maintain him here? And then he left for his own abode. But where is Lord Chaitanya's abode? Where is Lord Chaitanya's abode? Mayapadam, yeah. So he performed these pastimes here, and then he went to his own abode. But that means he stayed here, he didn't go anywhere. This is his home. Yeah, he came from Puri. He just went for preaching to them. Then he came back to Puri. But they, actually they're all here. In the Narottama's Dasa song, Kahamarabhata Juga, Kahakaviraj, Ekakali Kota Gela, Gaurana Paraj. Where are they all gone? Where are my associates of the Lord? They're all gone to join Gauranga, the great dancer. That means they all come, they're all here in Navadvipa. They don't go anywhere, they stay here. The Lord along with his devotees. But the Prabhupada's saying that the Lord left this earth after his mission was fulfilled, and Krishna did that. He came and killed all the demons right after Dantavakra and his brother, and then he wound the whole pastime up and everything, and they all went back to their but Lord Chaitanya actually didn't finish his mission. His mission was never fulfilled, because his mission is Priti Priti Chatavaka Nagaradi Gram Savatrapachapaitanaya. In every town and village of the world, the holy name should be chanted and heard. So that wasn't fulfilled during the presence of Lord Chaitanya. That means his mission is not fulfilled. Prabhupada said he left the mission for his devotees. Prabhupada said he left it for me to fulfill. He said Lord Chaitanya could have easily done it. He desired to do it, and the Lord's Shakti is his Icha Shakti, desire Shakti. As soon as he desires, it becomes manifest. Let there be light, Krishna. Immediately, let there be light. Icha Shakti. So Krishna said, so he wants every time, it could immediately have been done. Prabhupada said he didn't do it. He said, he wanted me to do it. He left it for me. Yeah, he said even he was talking about his Guru Maharaj with the Bhaktisiddhanta. They could have done it easily, he said, but they left it for me. He said, why? Because then he said the devotees get the credit. The devotees get the credit. Okay, Krishna doesn't need any credit, but he said that he likes it when his devotees are glorified. So he said they get the credit. And he said, therefore, he said, it's your responsibility. You build this city. You build this temple. He said, that temple is already existing. He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw it also. He said, just like on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, then Krishna showed the Vishwarup to Arjuna. And he said, look, I've killed everyone. Everyone was running into his mouth and he was killing. I've killed everyone. Already dead. Oh, you just be an instrument and you just fight. But I've already killed everyone. So he said, similarly, Krishna already, he had already wiped out, the Kurukshetra battle. Krishna had already wiped everyone out. So similarly, he said that this is already existing, this temple is already existing. He said, you simply have to be the instrument. He said, then you get the credit. Krishna will give you the credit, and others will give you the credit. And he said, if you don't do it, then someone else will do it in the future, and they will get the credit. So he said, you do it. So this is actually our purpose of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, to fulfill this mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No other real purpose at all. So, he says, Prabhupada says here, okay. The answer is that there is no need to detain the Lord. The Lord being omnipresent can be present with us if we want him at all. So first, we have got to want, Prabhupada pointing out. So he can be present, and he is present everywhere. But if we want him, then that's up to us to connect to him. As Prabhupada mentioned, actually there's no question of disconnection. Krishna is always... there is nothing in the world in which the Lord is disconnected. We feel very much disconnected from Krishna. But actually this says there's nothing that's disconnected from Krishna. He wrote that letter to the gopis. You should understand that separation or disconnection from us between us is impossible under any time, any circumstance, any place, you know, because I am all pervading. But now we've become disconnected. But actually Krishna is present right now with us right now. So if we want him at all, then he said he can always be with us if we are attached to his devotional service by hearing and chanting and remembering, etc. So Prabhupada says the only thing we must learn is not that we are trying to get Krishna. He's somewhere else and we're trying to get him. He's already there. The covering is on us, it's not on Krishna. We have to remove the covering, to begin. Chaito darpana marjanam. Just get rid of that covering, Krishna is there, that's all. Simple as that. He's always there. At any time. 24 hours a day. Just get rid of the covering, he's there. That's all. So this is our process. The cleanse, just get rid of the... We're not trying to attain something because it's already there. It's that we have a connection with it. It's already there. It's just covered. We're just trying to get rid of the covering. Other yogis, they want to attain something. The karmis want to attain something. The gyanis want to attain something. The mystic yogis, they want to... The devotee doesn't attain anything. He gets rid of the covering. It's already there. He just wants to serve Krishna. So, the only thing we must learn is to excavate the source of connection and be linked with him. By, who can remember what Prabhupada said? By something else. He mentioned actually three times in his purport. Chanting the holy name? No, it's not the word here. That's part, that's service. There's another word. Yes. You didn't catch it. I'll read it again so you can listen this time. The only thing we must learn is to excavate the source of connection. If at all you want to be connected to Krishna, here's how to do it. See, so listen. And be linked with him by, yes, offenseless devotional service. Offenseless devotional service. So, therefore we have the offenses against the holy name. It's very, very important that we see these offenses, follow very carefully these offenses. Ultimately it's dependent on that. Because the whole thing is about chanting Hare Krishna purely. And the whole thing is centered around chanting the holy name purely. So we really have to be on guard about making offenses against the holy name. Because Prabhupada says, we can be connected with him by the transcendental sound representation of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. And one who chants the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless manner can at once realize that the Lord is present before him. At once, Prabhupada said. If you chant in an offenseless manner. By resounding the sound of transcendence, we can verily feel the presence of the Lord. So he's there. We're here also. Material life. Now we have to make that connection. Here's the process how to do it. We can actually feel the presence of the Lord. I was in Prabhupada's room one time with the Satsri Maharaj. And we were sitting there and Prabhupada was chanting. And he was walking from his sitting room into the bedroom. and back again very slowly, but he was chanting very, very deep. And he slowly came, and then he came back in again from his bedroom. Me and Sasri were sitting on that white mattress. And Prabhupada going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. It was a very, very brave atmosphere. And then he stopped. And he just said, and then he looked at us and he said, this sound, this chanting of Hare Krishna is the sound incarnation of the Absolute. And it was like that, the atmosphere was so absolute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He gave us a little glimmer of, you know, being in the absolute nature, and it was kind of awesome. You know. He was just... Yeah, so like that we can verily feel the presence of the Lord. So in the... In the name of the Lord, we find that there is as four attributes in Krishna. That is nam, rupa, guna, lila, or activities of the Lord. So all these four attributes, they exist in eternality. They exist in the Sandini potency. So that you get the Sandini, Sambit, and Haladini potency. So the existential potency, it means what is existing eternally. Navadi Dharma is situated in the Sandini potency, the existential potency, it means it's eternal, eternally existing. It looks like another piece of land in West Bengal. But actually this is Sandini potency, you see, it's eternally existing. It never... When during the time of the Pralaya, or at least after the one day of Brahma, there's a partial flood in the universe, and the whole half of the universe gets filled, all the lower planetary systems get flooded out. But this Navadvipa, it floats, it stays in the Pralaya, it doesn't get even affected by the devastation of the universe, it just floats on top. The story of Markandeya Rishi, he had that boon to stay alive for so many kalpas. Found out, I got to go through a few pralayas, so it wasn't a very good proposition. He had to live in a pralaya, so he's been floating around in the whole ocean. The material was like a whole ocean, the whole universe. He's tossed around. There's no land. He can do anything. What a crazy boon I got! What a benediction to stay alive for so long. Finally, he arrived. It fainted. Sarabi Kaur was there, and Sarabi Kaur, she pulled him onto the bank. And he woke up and he looked up and he said, where am I? I'm on land. And he saw the trees and the birds and they're all chanting, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Everything was chanting the names of Gauranga. He said, where am I? Where is this wonderful place? And this is Navadvip. It doesn't get destroyed when the whole universe is destroyed. And it doesn't get to stay where it is. Stays there. Now he's a devotee. Before he was a gyani, he became a bhakta after that. So it exists in eternality. So the holy name is like that also, and you, we are also like that. Our existence is eternal. Krishna says the soul is eternal. It can never be cut, never be eternal. Eternally existing, it does not die. So our existence is also in Sandini. We're eternally existing. Only the body is changing. So in other words, we're the same. In existence, we're the same quality as Krishna. That quality of existence is the same. Eternality is the same. So when you become eternal, or actually when you realize yourself, then you can understand the eternal nature. When you understand the eternal, then you can understand Krishna's eternal nature, because it's the same nature. There's only one eternal. So when you understand eternality, then you can begin to understand the forms of eternality, the quality, the guna of quality, and the pastimes in eternality. They're all revealed one after another. But generally, the first realization is the realization of of Nam is realizing the eternal nature of the Lord. And eternality is something tangible. It's a presence that you can feel that you're living in. So when you become eternal or self-realized, then you can understand because that's the same nature as the existence of the Holy Name. According to Krishnadas Kaviraj, that's when your devotional service begins, actually, on the platform of eternality. Because then the chanting, he said, really begins, the hearing really begins, the service really begins, because you're on an eternal plane. Now we're in the temporary plane, or in temporary consciousness. We're performing service, etc. But there's another plane, another platform. Turiya, fourth dimension, it says. Three dimensions in this world. That is a transcendental situation, or the eternal situation. So, that is the living entity's actual nature. This material world is not our nature. Not at all our nature. Krishna consciousness is like an awakening process, so we're trying to awaken to this nature, our eternal nature. It's covered. It's covered by the temporary nature. Though at present we're asleep to our eternal nature and we're awake to material nature. We find it very interesting, the things that go on in the material world. We want to take a part in the material world. Everybody's running around like mad. They're very much awake to the material, but nobody's awake to the eternal atmosphere. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what is night time for the introspective? Is daytime for the karmis? What is night time for the karmis? It's the time of awakening for the person who's understood eternality. This is a completely different atmosphere. But that's the atmosphere we belong. We belong there. It's quite very natural atmosphere. This is the unnatural atmosphere. It's not that we're in a natural situation but we're trying to get... No, this is an unnatural situation to begin with. It's not that we're trying to get some... should understand. But because we're so conditioned, we think this is quite alright. What's going on is quite alright, you know. We haven't been growing old and getting disease and dying, and it's natural. But it's not natural, it's unnatural. We don't even belong with this whole cycle of birth and death. We're eternal, we don't die. But somehow or another we sleep. So this is the wake, Krishna consciousness is the waking process. So then in that position, Chetodarpana Marjanam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, that's the position. The clear heart is clean. That means when there's no more moila there, no more dirt, then you're awake. You're awakened to eternality. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission actually begins at that point, because his Shikshashtikam begins. Chetodarpana Marjanam. Clean them up. Then all the other things. The Holy Name comes to life. It's a life of transit. The life of all. Yeah. Everything comes to life. So therefore, he said, the Krishna Das Gaurav says, then the devotion really begins with it. Because it begins with feeling of our eternality or of our real self. Self-realization, it's called self-realization. And everybody talks about self. Either you talk about self-realization or you talk about being yourself, right? The calm is, it's be yourself. For the transcendentalist, it's self-realization, but both the self is there. But what is that actual self-realization? Well, the calm is, self-realization, it's not even themselves. you know, be yourself. But what is, you know, in material world, what is being yourself? It means, you know, I'm the enjoyer. So you're not being yourself, you're being Krishna. Because everybody's in this mood of, you know, I'm the enjoyer. But be yourself. But it's not yourself. That's Krishna's self. So even the karmas are trying to be Krishna as enjoyers. And then the jnanis, they want self-realization, but what is their self-realization? To become one with Brahman. Brahmaniti, Paramatmi, Bhagavaniti, this three, as Krishna says, so it's Krishna, Brahman is Krishna. They are also trying to become Krishna. So what is their self-realization? The karmas want to become Krishna, the jnanis want to become Krishna, the yogis want to become Paramatma, they identify with the Paramatma. So where is that question of self? Everything's all talking about self. But actually, who are they? They're all like that, they all want to be Krishna. So Prabhupada's, he Prabhupada's translation or meaning of Hare Krishna is so sublime. Oh, energy of the Lord, please engage me in the service. It's so sublime. Because that's who we are. We are servants of Krishna. That is self-realization. So, so what is the means? Of self-realization. Prabhupada says here, the holy name of the Lord and the Lord are identical. And he said, Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Prabhu, that one who is completely free from the clutches of Maya, he can understand this fact. So how to become completely free from the clutches of Maya to understand that Krishna and his name are not different? Question. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are identical. He says here, and Prabhupada is pointing out that to realize that, which we should, this should be our aspiration, to realize that one has to become completely free from the clutches of Maya. So how to become completely free from the clutches of Maya so we can realize the holy name of Krishna and none different? By offenses, yeah. By the same process. We want to realize Krishna and his name are non-different. How do you do it? You go from A to B, but no, you start there. You chant the names of Krishna. You chant the holy names of Krishna. And that in itself will reveal that Krishna and his name is non-different. Means and the end are the same. And Prabhupada mentioned in the purport of Chaitanya, when Lord Chaitanya was describing how his Guru Maharaj told him to chant the holy name, and he was a fool, he didn't know anything. And Prabhupada mentioned that Lord Chaitanya, he was showing that he was a fool, because before, when he was Nimai Pandit, he did not know that Krishna and his name were identical and would give him deliverance. But when his Guru Maharaj told him that Krishna and Krishna's name and they'll give you deliverance, he accepted it in full. He said then he wasn't a fool anymore. But that's why he's saying, my spiritual master called me a fool. I was a fool because I was such a pandit. But I didn't know that Krishna's name was different. And simply by knowing that, one gets deliverance. But now he's told me that. And now I'm simply chanting. So Lord Chaitanya was actually showing us by his, because he is the Bhakta avatar, he comes to teach by example, and he was showing by his example that the moment he accepted in complete faith and sincerity, immediately he had realization. It's already there, Krishna consciousness is already there. And it's only according to the sincerity of the person that it develops. Harinam Chintamani says the same thing also. The question of advancement in chanting Hare Krishna is simply dependent on the sincerity of the practitioner, that's all. There's nothing, no other consideration. Because the Lord Chaitanya is given to everyone equally. So it's only the sincerity of the receiver, the chanting Hare practice. So Lord Chaitanya was showing us, he was so sincere as a devotee. When he got initiation, he met his spiritual master, he took initiation. He was so sincere from that point, immediately he realized Nam. He realized it in Gaya. And immediately he was showing symptoms of ecstasy. He realized he could feel the presence of the Lord in Nam. He had Nam immediately upon initiation because of his implicit faith in the words of the spiritual master and the process of chanting Hare Krishna. And when he left Gaya, he went to Kenainath Shalabh. A few days later, there he had Rupa realization. He saw Krishna, right? He said, I went there. I saw a little boy. He was going to Kenainath Shalabh. Rupa. So from Nam, in a few days that was. We're struggling all life to get Nam. So he was showing as an acharya, Lord Chaitanya wouldn't do anything that's impractical because he is coming to set the standards. But he's showing, if the sincerity is there, then immediately it can be achieved. And Prabhupada points out, he said this knowledge about how the name, the holy name and the Lord are non-different, is achieved by the mercy of the spiritual master. And he is quoting the same incidents. Because if Lord Chaitanya didn't accept the Guru, his Guru, then he wouldn't have understood. Before he's Nimai Pandit, he didn't understand this point, Krishna and his holy name and undivided. So therefore, by the mercy of his Guru, Lord Chaitanya, he had this revelation. So Prabhupada said, this knowledge of understanding how Krishna and his name are identical is revealed by the mercy of the Guru. So therefore, again, we have to be like Lord Chaitanya. So much conviction with the words of the Guru, hearing the words of the Guru, and following his instruction. Lord Chaitanya followed instruction to the letter. Even he was being criticized all over the place. He's sentimental, he said, this is very boring. No, my Guru Maharaj told me to do this, therefore he told me I'm not fit to study Vedanta. You cannot accuse me anyway for dancing and chanting. You're saying I should, when they will confront you, why are you not studying Vedanta, you're a sannyasi? What is this sentimentality, dancing and chanting? He said, you can't accuse me of being sentimental, dancing and chanting. He said, because I can't help it. I'm following the instructions of my Guru, and it makes me, I'm just chanting, and it makes me dance, and it makes me chant, it makes me go crazy. So you can't accuse me, I'm not doing it. He said, the holy name is doing it, because I'm following my Guru's orders. So this is the implicit faith he had, then immediately the result was there. Krishna is there, he's here right now, it's saying very clearly. And if you adopt the process, immediately it can be there. It's just a question of sincerity. And Lord Chaitanya showed by his example there. Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Harinama Prabhu ki jai. Shamabeda Bhakta Vrindaki Nikai Guru Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Any comment? Question? Manji. Okay. Now in Navadvip, they say that that's the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And they've got their own Shiva Sangam there. And they have different places which they say this was the associates of Lord Chaitanya were living here and everything. So there was a battle been going on for years, you know. It was Pachimala Thakur established. But one of the main evidences is Rupa Goswami's, he wrote one poem. And he said, Lord Chaitanya's house on the banks of the beautiful Dirgi. Dirgi means a long pond. Balal Digi, it's a pond. Pukur. Yeah. just as you're going from here, just before you get to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's a clear area there, it's all rice fields. Yeah, one side is going down towards Ganga, the other side is low-lying area, and there's Murari Gupta Sripati. So that, all that low-lying area there. It's right behind the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, behind Shyamakund, and it stretches right up to that dear guest house. Yeah, it's a pond, it's, yeah. Dirgi. Dirgi means a long pond. And so he mentioned, by the, on the beautiful, on the banks of the beautiful Dirgi is Lord Chaitanya's house. He was living right there. So that is evidence from a person who was actually there at the time he recorded it. And there's no Dirgi in Namadweep. They know that everybody knows this place is called Balal Dirgi because it was previously was called Pritukund, and Pritu Maharaj dug it. It was Pritukund. Then later it was re-excavated again by Balal Sen for his son. And in, anyway, he named it Balal Digi. He was a king here. Not so long ago. As that water was so refreshing, because he dug it to refresh everyone. And any time you go past the area, you will always feel it's so refreshing. Any time of the year, even the hottest time of the year, you go there. This is practical. Every time you go, it's open as well. But the breeze just comes, and immediately you notice it, what's that? Even today. But now they're growing rice, but apparently that water is very, very refreshing and everybody gets ecstasy when they drink it. Maybe later on it'll be excavated nicely again. Yes, ma'am. Pardon? Can you give some advice on chanting the holy name without offense? Well, the advice is already there, you've got some offenses. But one that struck me the other day when I was reading that was that one of the offenses was to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. And it kind of struck me because, you know, some people have, I got some specific instruction also, apart from the regular instructions. I got a specific instruction and I thought, oh, wow, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it properly. So it struck me. So that's one to be careful of. Prabhupada told me to train up pujaris. Those, his instructions. So one shouldn't fail to follow those instructions of the spiritual master. I went into the Panchatattva, the temple the other day for bathing the small deities. So a new man was coming. And I hadn't been in there for quite some time, you know, to have a look when they were bathing. But I see a lot, you know, they started changing things here and there. They're changing the system a little bit. Reducing. When I was in it, then I thought, well, actually it's my fault. I should be, Prabhupada told me to train them. So that's one offense. But everybody, the principles that we follow in Krishna consciousness, these are all the orders of the spiritual master. Gotta maintain all those. Maintaining material attachment. Difficult. How can we?
How can we avoid that?
One thing we can. Again, I don't know this. We have to. Question is, we're not really. Don't know what spiritual or material. Sometimes, how do we know it's not an offense when we're doing something? It may appear like devotional service, but we may not recognize actually there some intentions are there like that. How do we recognize? Well, one test is to analyze and say, is what we're doing, is it pleasing to our spiritual master? Is it pleasing to Krishna what we're doing? That question should always be there. But even then, as you're saying, if you're not completely spiritual, it's easy to be influenced, you know, by ahankar and think, I'm doing devotional service and it's from the pleasure of my guru and the pleasure of the Krishna, but actually, behind it, you know, I'm getting something out of it, I'm enjoying. So it's really difficult. As long as you've got a material body, it's really, really difficult. Bhishma Dev, when he's talking to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Nabadi Bhavataranga, he's making the prikram and he goes to Bhishma Dila. And he sees Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev stays there in the form of a Vaishnava with tilaks on his body, blackish body, like jumping Hare Krishna, Chandan, Kuntimala. Mahajan. But he has one form, he stays in Namavitan. So he says, as long as you still hold on to the material body, material conception, as long as you still, he says, very strictly stick to the process of sadhana. Very strictly. To the process of sadhana. Very strictly follow that all the time. So we shouldn't become lax and think that, oh, you know, we've been doing devotional service a long time. Maybe we don't have to follow so strictly all the rules. But even the neophyte devotee, even the very advanced devotee, he acts and shows himself like a neophyte. He generally follows all the principles to set example. So in any circumstance we should always follow those sadhana very, very strictly. But it's so subtle because you can go back to Godhead, you can go to that universe where Krishna's performing his pastime and you can get a spiritual body. And you're directly serving Krishna, you're in the rasa dance with Krishna. There may be a little bit of pride there. Your Radharani disappears. Krishna disappears. Even all the way you get to the top, you can't go any higher practically. A little bit, something was there. He says it's not a question of actually any kind of material, but he says if there was anything, he mentions like that, there may have been a faint scent of something. You know. But it's there. The material contamination is so strong that we carry little fragrances of it. Even in up to the spiritual platform, the gopis are a little bit proud, it says. Kind of, it doesn't actually say that, but it kind of indicates if they were a little bit proud. So all the way up to the top, there's always something there. So it's not although we can become completely free. Don't try for that. There's a letter Prabhupada wrote. And the devotee said, I want to become, you know, he wants to go out and preach and do so many things. He said, but first, you know, I really want to get my bhajan down, become purified, and then I can go out and have so much more effect. And Prabhupada said, if you wait until you become purified, you're never going to go out and preach. If you wait until you're purified, he said, you'll never go out and preach. So as much as, you know, possible, we, you know. But it's not that everything's going to go. It's just like camphor. You burn a piece of camphor and it's completely finished. Nothing there. Nothing is there. But the scent remains. Look at the scent. So, I don't think we should be too over fanatical about purification, because that, you know, that again, you see people who go for purification, they want, this is a city. They want this city. Mode of goodness, it's a city also. Transcendence, get to the transcendent city. They want this purification. And as long as you're trying for it, you're not happy, you're not satisfied. Bhukti mukti siddhi. Bhukti mukti siddhi. Sakli ashanta. As long as you want something, even siddhi, spiritual siddhi, Krishna conscious siddhi, you're not going to be satisfied until you get it. When you get it, you're satisfied, but until that time, you're not satisfied. Sakli ashanta. You won't be shanta. You won't be peaceful until you actually get that siddhi. And if you maintain, you must get that siddhi, and you'll get it. But you've got to work for it. You've got to earn it. That means it's going to take you many lifetimes, because these are not easy, these things. Because that's your desire, then Krishna, okay, that's, you think you've got to be 101% pure before you can come to me. Okay, that's the only way you can come to me. Then Krishna will, okay, he'll give you a good chance again, another birth, again and again and again. Until finally, you're born in a pure Vaishnava family, they bring you up so strict as a kid, and you're so fixed, and then finally, you can go back. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, go back in one lifetime by chanting Hare Krishna. And absorbing yourself, not in your own purification, but in Krishna's service, in pleasing Krishna. This is the whole idea. If we get too much into our own purification, it turns into bhajanandi line. That's all they're doing. They're really interested in their own advancement. And so, okay, if you want it, then Krishna, okay, you can get it. It'll take you many lifetimes. Otherwise, absorb yourself in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do as best you can. And Prabhupada said, one lifetime you go back. So it's not such a big concern that, you know, 100% purified, 101% purification. As much as we can do. But even that shouldn't deviate from our actual service, in service attitude of pleasing the spiritual master and Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you.